For the voice messages.
The what?
Voice messages.
Okay, well, Twitter. I want to say recently, but like, as of more recent, you can tweet out a voice message.
Oh yeah, so that was like, I forgot when they implemented that. I thought that was a few
like
months
ago. 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll say about 3 months ago. It was about the same. No, actually, it might be longer. I think it was about the same time that that WAP came out.
Yeah, they
at WAP.
They let them listen. As soon as they let them do that, bro, this tweet was going viral, bro. Because of course it was voice message, and she was just.
It was some WAP, yeah.
Slop, my boy.
It was some slop. Oh,
I was like, yeah. It was like okay. 2 minutes worth of slop. I'm like, oh, you give them an inch, they gonna take a mile. That's all I'm finna say, bro.
No, Twitter is unfiltered.
That's the funny thing about Twitter. It's like, there's things that they clearly don't allow. That's gonna like that one could get taken down. You could get reported for the rules are there, but go fucking crazy. And if the people on Twitter has a problem with it, then we'll talk to you. But if no one gives a fuck, no one gives a fuck.
Nah, for real. I ain't gonna snitch if you ain't gonna snitch to me.
There is straight X-rated content on Twitter, bro. Yeah. Whether that be, you know, all the good stuffs or the bads, I don't know. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Twitter, that's what we're going to be talking about today on today's podcast.
Oh, we started recording.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Last Podcast. My name is Brooks.
What is my name? Carson. Yeah, that.
And Daniel.
Woo. Terrence is not here today. He had to take care of some business. You know how it be.
Who? But who just made that? Was that you?
What? Just like, woo.
you just said, woo. But anyway, yeah, one of our members is not with us today. Like,
for real. Yes, but yeah, Twitter. Now. What?
Twitter.
The
curse and bird act.
It seems to be a little bit of a dispute going on the opinions on censorship of certain people.
Yes, yes.
On media sites. So, yes. I'll let you start off.
All right, so I want to bring it back.
And I feel like...
I want to bring it back to a couple of weeks ago. Maybe even... It might have been like a week ago. When... No, it was 2 weeks ago with the Capitol riot, right? Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It was a Capitol riot. Our president, ex-president, yeah. DJ Trump, right?
Yeah, we actually did a podcast about that.
Yeah. He made a tweet that Twitter restricted to only people being able to, I believe you could only, like it. I don't even think you could retweet it.
No, I think comments they deleted it. I think they deleted it.
Well, they deleted it eventually. Well, like the same day.
And then suspended his account permanently.
Yeah, yes. But well, I don't exactly remember what he said, but basically, you know, he was just telling his supporters about, again, how, yeah, this election was rigged, you know, they don't want us to win, we won by a landslide, quote-unquote. Yeah, and the main part of it that was like the big issue was he's basically, you know, riling up his supporters, you know, MAGA hats, telling them, you know, we're not going down without a fight, this and that, just basically inciting them to, you know, take action, whatever he thought action meant, and by that I guess he meant what we should assume. Well, it was violence. I don't know if that's what he necessarily wanted or he genuinely just wanted them to protest. He wanted them to do something, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they basically took it to the max. It could have been much worse, but it was still wild. So I say about Last week, yeah. Second last week of December. Last week of December. Yeah. What was it? What were the numbers? You can you someone search that up?
What numbers for
It
what?
was about the numbers about how many people were at the Capitol.
Oh no,
Let's
the
just.
Capitol thing happened this year. That was not 2020. That was all 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind.
I know
seriously.
it's been a long
Yeah.
year, man.
Whoa,
It's been
whoa,
a
whoa,
long
whoa.
year.
Are you crazy?
It's January
No, I'm not
22nd. It's been
crazy.
a long
Listen,
year.
I'm not crazy.
Bro.
I've been in the pandemic for almost a year. It's a difference. Really? A year.
Jesus.
I
No,
know.
that
I
happened
don't.
like 2 weeks ago.
No,
Yeah,
I'm no like 2 weeks.
it happened two
Wait.
weeks ago. We
It
that was
okay.
all right.
It
If you
is the
guys want to
22nd.
listen, yeah. If you guys want to listen to our podcast about that, you can go to our YouTube channel, our Spotify, or anywhere else that you listen to podcasts at. You can listen to our views on the Capitol riot that happened
Click that
on,
link.
I think, was that January 8th? I think that's what it says.
Believe so.
Or January 7th. January 7th, I think.
Seven.
Yeah, 2021, post 2020, whatever.
Or January 6th.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's early January, first week of January of the 2021. But yeah. So yeah, Trump did all that, basically inciting violence with his Twitter page, and
Mag.
Twitter ended up banning him for 12 hours and then banning him permanently. And then everybody was like,
We
"Whoa,
didn't even
that's a
talk
big
about the
move."
like the riot, right? Because like that was that afterward, after the fact?
Yeah, no, yeah, they banned him after the riot because he was like
Yeah, but
basically inciting the
let's touch
violence.
on that a little bit. Yeah, there was red, white, and blue everywhere. Some were American flags, some of them were Trump Pence flags, some of them
Confederate
were
flags.
Confederate flags. Yeah,
Funny thing
they
about
came
the
out. They,
Confederate flag.
wait, what?
The funny thing about the Confederate flag. It's really not even the Confederate flag. It's the Virginia flag.
Mississippi, I think. No, it's out in my.
Mississippi?
I think it's
No,
Alabama.
it was West
It
Virginia.
was. It was. I think it was Alabama. Alabama, because I remember the Alabama. They had to redesign their flag or do something to their flag because it had the Confederate symbol on it.
Well, yeah. They popped out with their flags, their gear. They were on the Capitol grounds when they shouldn't have been. When I believe they were there were government officials in the building at the time at the Capitol. They were I think including wasn't Mike Pence in there too?
Yeah, it was Mike Pence, some of
I'm pretty sure
some
it was
council
members of the
people.
House.
Yeah, members of the House, because they were voting on something, and
Yeah,
then
it was it had some
the
it had it was
impeachment, I believe.
Was
No,
it the impeachment? It was something to do with, no, it had something to do with Biden though. Like I forgot what the
Biden was
term
being
was. It,
sworn in, basically.
yeah,
right,
yeah. It was.
right.
It's a word for an I. What is?
It's
What
not
is
the
this word?
inauguration, because inauguration
It's
didn't
not an
happen yet.
inauguration, but it's
They
just like
sworn him in.
yeah.
Just say this: they sworn him in as president. Like the official electoral votes came
They're
in.
yeah. They're basically yeah. They're basically saying yeah. This is like it's happening. It's gonna be president. Not. It wasn't the inauguration ceremony, but. Not what exactly the term was.
Was
I'm trying
Biden a traitor?
to. Oh.
Yeah, they stormed the Capitol. Trump said stuff on Twitter. And people watch this video. He's oh, these nice people, please go home.
Yeah, the nice people who were storming on Capitol ground, breaking, like using riot shields, breaking in the building,
Actually, I have
sitting in like,
a little bit more
sitting in
information on
like.
that.
Yeah, like sitting in like offices of the people who supposed to make decisions in this country. And some people were getting on scaffolding. I don't know where they were climbing a wall. Like when I'm, it was like World War Z from the TV screen there. Like I've never seen like such old people be so agile in their life. It was quite impressive,
Want to see
honestly.
such old people be so agile.
Like you ever see your slow ass granny or something just like put in some hustle, you get like a little shock. Like, yeah, I
Ooh,
don't
Black
know.
Friday,
Black Friday. But yeah. They basically, looked America in their eyes and said, yeah, whatever rules y'all had, yeah, we don't care. This is not how we think it should go. Do it this way. And Yeah, that was basically the commander in chief's fault. And as a response to, you know, causing a what should be considered a terrorist attack, even though majority of the media won't acknowledge it as such, like Brooks said, Twitter took its action,
Instruction.
suspended his Twitter, and just, well, yeah, suspended his Twitter. He can't, I don't believe he can access it anymore. So,
No, yeah,
you
it's
know, yeah.
banned. It's deleted.
It's not, and this is not like the first time he's, I guess, incited violence. It's just not, he basically announced like a call to action that time, but he's made multiple tweets talking about, countries, people, his own officials. Like it was a surprising amount of people who of Republicans who what is it? That turned on it. Not, I want to say turn on him. Let's just say voted against him. It was like a bipartisan vote is what they call it. When they were supposed to impeach him, like the first time there was no Republicans there, he still got impeached regardless. But second time, I believe it was 10 Republicans who did it, who voted against him.
I believe that.
Yeah, and it's like every side that this country is divided in can kind of like consensually agree that this man is not a good figurehead for America, not a good leader. Damn well wasn't a good president. He kind of needs to like go away, get on out of here. But along with his suspension with Twitter, there was like people rejoicing, being happy, like, yeah, we got him, like let him go, we got him out of here, right? But then there were other people who were a bit concerned with the whole situation, right? Because we can say, I think we can say that the president is the most powerful man in the country, technically. Even though it's not like a monarchy or something, but like he can basically control majority of what happens, right? People were concerned that he got like his Twitter was suspended because, according to the Constitution, I believe it's the Constitution or Declaration of Independence. Constitution?
Yeah, probably
Talking
Constitution.
about the amendments.
Yeah. Constitution. They're violating the First Amendment, which was his freedom of speech. And that's basically like the whole topic of today's discussion. Should people who are supposed to, abide by the rules of the Constitution and all that, be able to do such a thing that technically violates it?
See, I.
And I,
What?
oh, my
No,
bad.
go ahead.
I just don't even think it violates it at all.
Interesting.
I don't think it's a problem in the slightest because the Constitution protects you from the government. Twitter is not the government. They're a private company, as well as all the other companies that choose to censor whatever they choose to censor. It's
But
their
I'm
company.
let me ask you this, right? Because I don't necessarily disagree with you, but it's just like it's like okay, let's say like the FBI has a case or something like that, right? They go for reference on let's say yeah, Twitter, right? What if like let's say like a tweet they made was like relevant to the case or whatnot, but like it wasn't like found anymore because of I don't know, I guess Twitter just I guess I don't know suspending somebody who was was a suspect. Is that like I don't know, do you feel like that's an issue per se, or
I mean,
is that
I
just like
mean, Twitter
it's
still has all the data.
definitely, yeah, they could pull it up, I'm about to believe. But like, all right, put it like this. There have been cases where an underage person would send a picture they're not supposed to on Snapchat, right? Snapchat, unlike Twitter, when you send a snap, people can screenshot it, whatever, cool. But when it disappears. Snapchat doesn't have it. Like, that's it. Like, it's gone. So there have been cases where, they've sent whatever they sent to somebody that isn't who they thought to be. It's actually some middle-aged Russian man. And when the FBI is coming to do something about it, they can't. because Snapchat it disappears. That's the way it works. They can't do anything about it. And are you going to sue Snapchat? No, because it was your choice to send it. So I don't think it's not Twitter's fault.
Yes. Now, I 100% agree with you saying that Twitter had all the right that they did to ban Donald Trump's Twitter account, because he did go against the terms of service. He did incite violence. He did use his, that's
Platform for negative
not
things.
even like using the platform for evil, because like there's people who say stuff on Twitter or on any platform all the
Well,
time.
it's more of like you clearly have the influence to make a certain group of people act away, a large group of people at that.
I have zero problem with Twitter banning his account, but what I do have a problem with is all the other companies who follow Twitter to also like banning Trump off of those accounts when he hasn't when what he did on Twitter has nothing to do with the other platforms.
They don't ban my man's off of Spotify. What?
My boy
He can't
off of
listen to the
Pinterest and
tunes no more.
Shopify. He can't
He
shop.
can't
He can't
shop.
get no groceries.
He can't.
You
He
get
can't.
banned off
No
of
cooking
Pinterest,
ideas,
bro.
bro.
They knew who's gonna make a diss track on Joe Biden. He was like, "Nah, we gonna stop that right now."
That's
For real.
I don't understand how you get banned off of Pinterest. It's like you just look at things. You might want to buy it, but who uses Pinterest? I
That's
mean,
what I'm saying.
like,
Nobody uses Pinterest, man. Yeah, but like,
they banned him on Twitch too. I'm like,
yeah.
Twitch? What
My
is
boy was about to start streaming, bro.
what
Where?
is the old ass gonna do on Twitch?
Terry Crews is on Twitch
on
now.
Some Minecraft
Minecraft,
stream
bro.
like Bernie or something? Like,
Or
nah,
AOC was
man.
streaming Among Us. That was a lit stream though. But yeah.
Facts.
I don't like I have a problem with like Facebook, Shopify, Spotify, all the companies that banned him when he didn't or when he didn't even pull like violate their terms of service. I'm trying to figure out why they banned him. Because he didn't do anything on them. The only place he posted on was Twitter. They have their full right to say that he violated terms of service and banned him. That's totally cool. But the other places had no reason. The only reason that they had
Well,
was to follow the crowd and look make their
yeah.
make their own company look better by violating his First Amendment.
Yeah, I honestly agree with that. Like,
I
I
don't
guess it's
think it's
their
fair.
way of saying, yeah, we don't support these actions either, but it's just like I'm pretty sure when it comes to like companies in general, and like in these terms, like it's assumed that you don't. Well, it is. It should be in their terms of service.
They
Everyone
shouldn't be
reads
able to do
that.
that.
They follow the rules. It's that. Yeah,
They
but
shouldn't be able to do
I
that, though.
understand what you mean by like how you think that he that they're that like doing that violates their his First Amendment when he didn't even get a chance to like break in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just that's limiting speech, like. Before you even talk, that's just, yeah, it's just straight up violation.
Yeah.
I understand that. However, I still don't think it's a violation. I don't think it's right because they're just choosing whoever they want to. Now they're violating their own terms of service, but not violating the Constitution because you have free speech. Well, really, you don't have a free speech. That's
Oh.
number one.
First of all, you don't
True.
have free
Yeah.
speech.
I
I'm
mean,
like,
it's honestly. You can say what you want, but results may vary. That's what I'm gonna tell y'all.
right. Exactly. Exactly. You have free speech. However, the consequences that result from what you say, yeah, those are free too. But like, yeah, it's protecting you from the government, not a what you call it? Not from Twitter.
It's kind of
I mean,
ironic,
like,
though. It's like we, the government. Give you rights that protect you from us because we will probably try and inconvenience you. Like, it's
because if,
what do you call it? Like,
like, they'd have to change a lot about the Constitution and a lot about a lot of our laws, really, if they're going to say that, what you call censorship on online is violating the Constitution. Because then every company, every media company would have to be, essentially, the government's hand would have to be in it
That
in
is
some
true.
way.
Is my mic
And then
cutting
think about,
out?
okay, what about news now? Because the news is one form of media.
That is,
Now,
yeah, I wasn't bringing that up too.
you won't be able to, the news can't be able to report what the government doesn't want them to see. And they probably already can't, but now it's even more so.
Oh yeah, they definitely can't. Like, yeah, they definitely can't. The government already has a hand in the in major news sources, which I also what I wanted to bring up, because the news sources like CNN, Fox News, all the other ones, they've been exposed to have, be spreading fake news and all of that, and I, well, I got well I got the idea from first I got the idea from this YouTube channel called Abba and Preach. Shout out to them. I watch their videos a lot. There's a lot of intellectual stuff on there. And they also cover like the news thing, because on CNN they were saying that there's a bunch of YouTubers who have a huge platform and more influence than they do,
So that's a fact.
and basically they're saying like they're kind of worried that people get misinformed because they're getting information from the wrong source. Like, first of all, what makes CNN the right source to oh someone oh what makes CNN and all the other news platforms the right source when they're literally like being controlled by the government, basically. Like they
Because it's
have.
boring.
Yeah, honestly. Remember,
And all
what is
news.
it? I don't think the episode is up anymore. But remember last year when Terrence he brought up that one video
Yeah.
about what the news sort the new the different news channels
Saying the same exact
like
thing.
having the same exact script for,
That was me, ho.
you know, it was you.
I brought that up.
I mean, well, yeah, you helped. Yeah, you
You
helped.
helped.
Imagine.
Well, I
You
swear,
helped.
I mean, we can't ever
Imagine.
know now because, like, the audio is the. Well, I mean, do you still have the audio, Brooke?
Yeah, I think the audio's somewhere.
You
I
don't
can
gotta
pull
pull
up
it
the
up
video
now.
of YouTube
Okay,
and take
let's
down
just
the
say
documentary.
one of our two members, well, I forget who, brought up that whole video about the different news sources like saying the exact same script on like the same issue, which shouldn't
This is
make any
violating our
sense
constitution. This is
at
violating
all.
violation to our democracy.
Right.
Because why do like almost like I think it was like about like 30 or 40 news channels. Why do they all have the same exact script? Like there's some like it shouldn't be remotely possible. It's just like at the end of the day, it's just like what is controlled by the government? What isn't controlled? I'm not gonna say everything is controlled because that's kind of just like that's more of like conspiratorizing and all that. But it's just like. What are the things that are really free to us? What are the things that are we allowed to do that actually free? And what are the things that we can't do,
Yeah.
It almost like it flip-flops like every day depending on what happens, because it could be like XYZ, this document from 18 whatever said this, but then according to the people's opinion today in 2021 that isn't right because this, that, the third, it's very inconsistent, I'd say.
But hey, man, I like when it comes to news and things like that, people are choosing to believe it. Like, no, nobody ever said, "Yeah, this is true in fact," or the government isn't in it. They just let you believe that.
That is true.
True.
Because like
Cause.
and I did like this is when it comes back to censorship again. Because in my mind, all a news like a major news outlet is all it is a privately owned business that the government got its hands on so they can become more popular. Because what's the difference between, say, Fox News and Killer Keemstar and Drama Alert? They're both
Money.
news outlets. Of course, they report different things, but the what makes one more credible than the other? Nothing really. Like if Keemstar started reporting stuff on politics, I'm pretty sure. Well, he of course he wouldn't be as big as the other news platforms because they already have that established. But what I'm trying to say is like all these different platforms that the news stations are on. Let's say like Google and YouTube. They push these news platforms because they quote unquote have the most reliable resources, they push those things more than the independent and for like we're like independent like YouTube channels. Because like
So,
when you go on trending and you look under news and politics, all you're gonna see is CNN, Fox News, NBC, BBC, all these news channels. But if you go to like another a YouTube channel that does not a corporation, yes, corporation, that's not a corporation, you won't see that video unless you specifically look for that channel and look for that video.
So what I'm basically hearing is that the fact that one news source, not even like, okay, let's say even a government or a big news source would say this channel is not credible, even though there really isn't much differentiating the two, except the status of being supported by the government or whatever, that they're taking away their amendment of free speech.
Not even amendment, it's just a censorship. 'Cause like censorship and the First Amendment are two different things. Like protect like yeah,
True.
like 'cause like you that you can censor something and not be violating somebody's First Amendment. Or like 'cause
Censorship is it's more of just not letting them see it. Like they
yeah,
can
doesn't
say
mean it's
it,
not
but
there. Yeah,
no one's
yeah.
gonna really see it.
Like let's like it's even like things like you like YouTube or Instagram shadow banning people. Like
Oh man. And
that's
you
censorship.
wouldn't even know about it, honestly.
Exactly. That's why do you think people started saying like make sure you hit the bell icon so you can get notified when I do it? Because YouTube, maybe it's a glitch, maybe it's a bug or something like that, but it happens too often for that to be it. Maybe they just
Yeah,
choose to
I
not
think
let
that's.
people see or hear about these other YouTuber uploading a video. It won't show up on their like for not for you page, that's TikTok, their subscription page or the main page.
The algorithm is definitely in favor to those who bring YouTube specifically, more than money and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't think I've mentioned this before, but can we talk about how that whole situation back 2 years ago, Logan Paul's Suicide Forest, right? Right,
Yeah.
he put up that video, right? It got attention, right?
It was on
Everyone
trending.
was talking about
It was
trending,
on
right?
trending.
Like it probably hit number one. It was on trending, a picture of a dead body on trending, right? Where all these little kids could just, click, oh yeah, Logan Maverick, just click on it and just see a hanging dead body. Oh, okay, right? And you know what's the greatest part about it? That YouTube wasn't even the one that it was. First off, it was monetized, I believe. And
It
two,
was monetized, yes.
it was monetized too. And two, what is it? I don't even think YouTube was the one who took it down. I'm pretty sure Logan took it down himself.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
So it's like, why are things like these being pushed? And then meanwhile, I'm gonna get a little bit to more personal side. There was this one channel, I believe, that did I forgot exactly the name, but they basically did little skits with I don't know, Mario puppets and all that,
Oh, are you talking about
but
the one where they were like fighting or something? And I don't know.
I mean, it was like some it was like I don't know, it was like random scenarios, it's like cartoony type stuff and think of it like that, but they actually just used like little plushies just to make their videos, right? I'm pretty sure like all their videos got either like demonetized and some of them taken down. And I want to know why YouTube prioritizes things like these things that are maybe, it could be like maybe I guess a copyright issue, but what they clearly make it so like they're not the content creators clearly make it so that they're not like just up and stealing them, right? You have what is it? Another YouTube channel, leaving one by the name like Gil the Sunner. He uploaded game music for all these games like Nintendo. I think it was mainly Nintendo actually, but yeah, his channel just got taken. All his videos got removed because, oh yeah, this is like not your like your your work, this and that and all that. But the whole point of it was not to claim it. It was just have somewhere where people could access it, right? You have things like these small channels that are just trying to help people out or make people smile, just, you know, get wiped off the face of the earth for, like, without ifs, ands, or buts. But when you got, like, you know, a dead man hanging from a tree from a dude who brings in millions of views, nah, he could stay because that's going to give us more revenue. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and he's doing, and by the way, Logan Paul's doing, like, I believe he's doing way better now.
Oh, yeah. There's no shade to him. Yeah, I started watching his videos again. His content was actually pretty cool when he still uploaded.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, that's just a situation that happened. But it's just like, the thing that, like, that will be prioritized for the sake of, like, you know, what is it, like, profit and all that. Well, like, it's insane. Like, you will really see a dead body before you see some dude making a video about Mario puppets, because, you know, it's gonna bring them in, it's gonna bring that company money, and I think indirectly it's gonna give, you know, the government money, because, you know, every business has to, like, pay taxes and all that. So yeah, that's my point, really.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally find, like, people abuse, animal abuse, and there's a lot of things you can find. Like,
yeah, you know, the internet is not a,
after getting reported, millions of times. That's the thing, though. Yet again, it's a private company. They could do whatever they want, unfortunately.
If it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Mm. Interesting.
Basically their ideology, which isn't wrong, but some things are just wrong that shouldn't be profited off of at all.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like, if we want the government to reprimand them for that, then they're not just gonna reprimand them for that. Like, that's not the only thing they're gonna do. They put their hand in, they're putting the whole hand in.
Yeah. I can definitely, so. Yeah, I think I'm looking it up now, and it just says, yeah, there's like a bunch of articles about it, about, like, how the First Amendment doesn't apply to YouTube because it's still a privately held company and stuff like that. Like, it makes sense, and they, you know, of course they can do whatever they want on their platform, but I just find it kind of weird. But, like, YouTube in general, you got to figure out their whole censorship and demonetization, like, problem. That's been a problem for, like,
there's some things that you can do. It comes down to the fact that it's like, you know, yeah, it's legal, so we're gonna do it this way. Morally, is it right? No. Do we care? No. Why? Because money. Usually that's what the case is. Sometimes people just, you know, might be, I don't know, they just have different agendas, but at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, business is getting profit. That's the whole, like, honestly, I don't know if I want to do just talk about this a little bit now or do, like, a separate podcast about it, but I feel like a lot of, like, a basic needs in this world are just, like, you know, if it almost can be a burden to you just because of the fact that everything's a business. Yeah, you got hit by a car, you broke your leg. We're sorry, we're gonna fix you right up, but, you know, we use a lot of anesthesia. I'm gonna need, like, 1K for that, right? So I'm just like, wait, I get hit by a car and I have to pay you? What?
Where I gotta pay you that? Imagine that, though. You get hit by a car, you in a coma, all that. Oh my god, you survived! Congratulations.
You're going to hate me for this, but it's like, I don't understand how, like, things like that, you gotta pay them for, like, you know, okay, yes, they saved your life, but it's just like, I don't really think you should be in debt for things that weren't your fault, you know? That clearly weren't your fault. Like, okay, the person who, you know, at least in this situation, the person who, you know, injured you, yeah, make them pay fines and all that. But let's just say you were just born with, like, health problems and all that, right?
Mm.
You know, you have, like, a stroke or something, right? You go to, like, intensive care unit. They get you right, get your heart working again properly, blood flowing, and then, you know, they just ask for you for some of your money because it's like, no, they say they need your money because, you know, we're a business, we can't, like, live off of, you know, nothing or whatever. It's just like, it's like things that are out of your control are just bound by money, right? They just something always has to like be paid at the end of the day. Like nothing, I understand that nothing in this world is free, but like honestly, I don't think like saving a life should have a price behind it. You know,
there's
it seems almost inhumane, but
it's cold.
It is, but
well, it is. You're right, but you know that's just the agenda.
Oh, here it is. Yes,
moneda, pesos,
patience is a business. Everything.
A yeah,
everything.
A little tip. If you're going to the hospital, make sure it's called an itemized bill. It's basically a bill that shows you every single thing that you're paying for when you're going to the hospital. Cause I've seen like stories of people were overpaying way too much for stuff that only cost like a dollar or two. Like this lady paid had to pay $25. Just so they can put one Band-Aid on her son.
They're not
imagine.
She had to pay $25 for a Band-Aid.
To put the Band-Aid on.
That
If I even saw that, I'm just like, yeah, that's a court case.
Man, I could have went to Walgreens.
So basically, just ask for an itemized bill, and you might actually they might take some money off because they know that they're scamming you. And you can, cause I is under the same post on Instagram. Someone like this grandfather, he was like asking for the things that he paid for, like because when he had surgery, and he basically had to pay for the scalpel, and he was like he kept asking like yeah, where's my scalpel at? My scalpel that I can't speak, where's my scalpel at? I want the same exact scalpel that was used on me during the surgery, because that's what I paid for. It's mine. Like you know what? Yeah. He's not wrong.
I mean, now when
if
they
I'm paying for
scalpel,
the hospital bed, it's coming home with me. That's all. I'm weird. I'm gonna get that. That reclining.
Yes, sir. Weird.
I ain't gonna get them ever.
Remote control. What are you talking about?
Yo, I'm paying for the saline. Yo, dump your bag. You know what I'm saying, got me doing kind of good. Like,
it's very scummy. Very scummy.
Saline is. It feels really good. I'm gonna be honest. Like. It's like some cooling sensation in your body.
He's like, man, heroin. He's like, man, heroin is amazing.
Bro.
No, I'm not. I wasn't addicted, but when they had
this
me,
oxycodone
on, I was like,
they gave me for my surgery,
I was like,
man,
whoa.
I was like, bro.
D, these opioid painkillers ain't half bad. They ain't half bad, man.
Let me hold some real quick.
Start getting hungry. Let me take a painkiller. Like,
eating painkillers for dinner.
That's not a snack. What you doing?
Papa Zanny make the pain go away.
Benadryl.
Chill.
Chill. That walkie slush.
That walkie slush.
Oh my god.
Dang, lead it to the clean on.
You know what I mean.
Walkie slut, dang, bleed to the bowl. You suck, bro.
That shit is so funny.
Chill, bro. I'm gonna have to make myself some walkie slush.
I got a question. Can like ingesting alcohol be used for like medical purposes? Like I know you can clean wounds with it and stuff like, but like ingesting No?
Okay. It used to be. It used to.
Yeah, actually.
It used to be for medical purposes.
Like, forget.
I don't think alcohol objectively like supposed to taste good, you know? It's just like it just feels like it's just supposed to, like to do something to your body, but it's not meant to be enjoyed, you know?
Bro, it tastes great. It's an acquired.
Yeah, that's how. Listen, you know you're addicted when like medicine and stuff starts tasting good to you.
Man, this
not medicine.
It shouldn't.
This cigarette tasting mighty fine.
Bro, got that kickback, yo. That nicotine, wow, boy.
I'm gonna be honest. What is it?
No, something about this airplane oil. So,
we need to do like a whole podcast about like My Strange Addictions.
Some of that tar. Yeah, bro. You know what's in a cigarette?
Nicotine.
Not only that, airplane fuel.
Vaping can bring.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Vaping can deliver toxic metals into your lungs.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Says the due SoundCloud to, like, ad.
Due to like the cartridge, I guess, or something.
Nah, it's just like it's like nah, it's just
like inside the oil or whatever.
That's just what it's made out of, to be honest.
Now, no offense to anyone watching this, right? This is just my personal opinion. I don't know when when people saw like some oil and just said, "Yo, let me inhale this shit real quick." I don't know when that became a thing. I just want to know why.
When they were building fires for their villages, they just used leaves.
Burnt that cocaine.
They just used leaves and put it in the fire. It turns out they used tobacco leaves. If they use tobacco leaves, then they're like, oh wow, this. They get addicted to it, and one thing leads to another. They keep doing it. They make cigars. Yeah, they make cigarettes.
I understand that, but then you got like oil and stuff.
No, tobacco products create their own like natural oils. So like, if you can extract that, make it into something new.
There was processed in food talking about some yo, this high fructose corn syrup is kind of hitting right now. Like just smoke me, and they did. Like
you can smoke anything.
Tell me that you're not smoking high fructose corn syrup. Right now. It's in every food. Why won't that be your drug?
Like, it is though.
It is.
Yeah, basically everything that you eat in America is very addictive and drug like.
You got that corn in it, huh?
The base of all food is that corn. No one can tell me otherwise.
Look what happened to Salem,
them GMOs.
They had that bad grain. They were tripping off.
They had that bad grain.
They were tripping off the corn flakes.
Let me pull up a bag of chips right now. See what mysteries I got.
Yellow
in
three.
Otherwise, than potato. I got okay. So we got some. We got a bag of Lay's barbecue chips, right? Flavor, right? Let me see.
Artificial flavor.
Talking about the nutritional information, right?
Oh, that's another thing. So, The feds say that you can't lie on the nutritional facts. They still 100% do lie about like the calorie counts, and if it makes up less than 1% of the food, or is either less than 1% or less than 5%, they don't have to put it on the label.
Yeah, because I remember I had this one rip-off juice. It was like, I swear to God, it said 40% natural juice, and I was like,
"What's up?
What's the other 50? What drinking? How is less than half the juice,
bro? Yo, that's a fact, bro.
Bro, I was like, no wonder this shit tastes so damn sweet. I'm like, bro, I'm just drinking liquid sugar at this point.
To the poppy store, that hoe said 10% red. I was like, wait.
red what?
They try and make you set trip.
That's it?
For real.
Imagine that. Like, it's like a gang, like the Crips, right? They be like, all right, what kind of juice you drinking?
That's blood,
they look at the ingredients. It's 10% red. It's like, oh nah, bro, you gotta get out of here.
Red, like, whoa. I got some blue on my plate. Yeah, but what you really eating though? Some blue. what you mean? Like, I got some blue. Like, let me see this bag of chips, right?
It's just
so the only thing I should be seeing is potatoes, right? Barbecue sauce or some flavoring, and all right, let's say some oil, I guess, to fry them, whatever, right?
Sodium hydroxide.
So we got potatoes, right? Yeah. Got vegetable oils, barbecue seasoning, right? We got some sugar in there, okay. We got some dextrose.
Mm.
All right, yeah. Salt. Mm-hmm. Maltodextrin.
Maltodextrin.
Y'all know what that is?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, but that maltodextrin go crazy.
Maltodextrin. Maltodextrin is a polysaccharide, which is a multiple sugar molecule, I think, or multiple carbohydrate sugar or something like that, that is used to make a food additive. It's produced from vegetable starch by partial hydrolysis, and is usually found as a white hygroscopic spray dried powder.
See, I don't think I could eat any of that. So, like, yeah, that kind of tells me everything I need to know. Let's see. We got molasses, Perula yeast, onion powder, spices.
Some
what kind of spices? I don't fucking know.
Spices.
Just spices. Just spices.
Just spices.
Tomato powder, right?
Spices.
Paprika. Natural flavors.
Natural flavors.
What do you what was it? What do you mean natural flavor?
Is it natural? Is it just the natural flavor? Is it artificially made flavors that are made to taste natural?
So you're making this shit taste natural. But what am I eating though?
Alright, so it says government regulations define natural flavors as those that derive from their aroma or flavor of chemicals from plant or animal sources. You're basically eating animal Febreze. Febreze made out of animals and plants.
We got some cornstarch. Okay, caramel color.
Yeah, what is that made out of? What is that made out of?
Yeast extract. Paprika extract. Wait, what? Paprika extract. I thought we had like seasoning.
Boy, so he had that potato.
We have spices sauce. Already. What? We got the paprika. What's that paprika extract? Like what? You know, we got garlic powder and mustard seed oil. I got vegetable oil. We got canola oil. We got mustard seed oil.
It's a
we
bunch
got
of
all
oil.
The oils, man.
We really got all the oil.
And then they have the audacity to put this shit in some little bold text. No artificial flavor is guaranteed fresh, right? Because that maltodextrin is natural,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maltodextrin is. Well, technically, is made out of vegetable starch, so. You know.
Why does a vegetable need vegetable starch? Like, I don't understand this.
Vegetable starch.
Let me see what else. So, should we go to the Fritos bag?
But.
The Fritos bag. This,
like, bring it back to the OG talk.
Oh, Fritos just don't fucking tell you anything.
It'll be
okay.
censoring what you be eating.
So the Fritos.
If
got
you don't care about what you eating, you shouldn't care about what people are saying online.
Okay, so the Fritos got corn oil, and salt. See, like
that's it.
Cat. Yeah.
Yo, Fritos is the. I think like corn chips are like the most natural chips though. It's just like
they got some
corn.
Orange in that hoe.
Orange 12.
They got yellow in there, you know? You know what I mean? Like, that's like 20% yellow.
Those Fritos be having some green flakes in it, too.
Weird. It's like, that's like green 69.
Where?
Bro, they got that like 50% kryptonite, you know?
Weird.
Like 35% tesseract. You know, sure. A little bit of vibranium here and there. A little sprinkle of that, you know, for flavoring, if you like.
Some aluminium.
You mean some adamantium, you know?
Aluminium.
Adamantium flakes.
Foods you had no
aluminium.
Natural.
Oh, it's fresh?
Fresh
know,
never frozen?
Like... It's fresh never frozen.
Oh, yeah.
But,
also about food.
Yeah, do we cover on everything?
Pretty much, yeah. Censorship on the online is a thing, and it's going to be a thing forever. But the fact that people were not worried about him being banned from every single website, that was kind of bothering me, because like he didn't do anything on those. They just banned him because they wanted to ban him and be like Twitter.
Yep. That's like how every company, what you call it, did the Aunt Jemima basically. Oh my God, I'm so
basically,
sorry.
Basically. Yeah. He was like, "Oh man, Aunt Jemima was racist." So, and now we gotta change the name of the Washington football team.
For real,
they couldn't come up with anything.
They got a W on their jersey because they couldn't come up with a name.
People from Washington were like pitching their ideas for new name. I didn't mind them changing it. That wasn't my issue, right? Like they actually had things they could have gone off of that was based on the state. Washington football. What? Why? Because you felt like anything was going to offend them? Like,
I got you. The Seattle Seagulls. Easy.
Nah, that's
Easy.
kind of offensive, you know.
Oh,
Eagles have feelings. They're not really just, mascots that you can just put on your teams and all that.
man.
No, seagulls aren't just in Seattle, man.
Really? Kind of like the
You think,
redlining seagulls now?
and you think Jaguars are in where's that even that team? That team is so irrelevant. I'm sorry, anybody who's a fan of the
It's
Jaguars.
Jacksonville, I believe,
Jacksonville. Where is
Mississippi.
Jacksonville? That's Florida, right?
No, well,
No, it's
there is
not.
a Jacksonville in
There is one
Florida,
in
but
Florida. I believe
I'm
so.
pretty sure they're talking about the one in Mississippi, I think.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure. I
Jacksonville.
think that's what it is.
Yeah,
The
Jacksonville
amount of
Jaguars.
Jaguar teams there are in the world.
Bro, there's like there's
It
one
could
down there's
be.
like legit one down the street.
I was
There's one
shocked.
down the street.
Like
Seriously.
legit.
I was on the team like at
No,
like
it's no, it's
Mississippi.
actually Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, it's for that team's for Florida?
Yeah, why they have the Jacksonville Jaguars and they have the Orlando Dolphins, I think, too. They have more than one?
They have three.
Wow, they have
They have
three.
three Florida teams. You got
Yeah, don't
wait,
forget Miami.
you got the I think you
Miami
said Orlando,
Dolphins.
the Miami Dolphins, apparently Jacksonville's for Florida. No, I gotta search that up.
Now, yes, it
And then
says
you got
yeah, it
the
says the
you got Tampa and you got Tampa Bay.
Tampa,
Buccaneers.
right? I
What?
forgot all about Tampa.
Oh yeah, the
Brady on Tampa
Buccaneers.
now.
What the
The
heck?
Florida has three? No
Yeah,
way,
they
bro.
have. Yeah, it says Jacksonville Jaguars is in Jacksonville, Florida.
What does a Jaguar got to do with Florida,
Bro,
man?
bro,
That's a
honestly, it's Florida, man. Honestly,
right.
You're not wrong.
Exactly.
You're
Like you
not
never
wrong
know.
about that.
They got the right climate for it. They got the climate for it. The show Go Diego Go is actually filmed in Florida.
Everything about living in Florida, gotta wake up,
If you look up who
get the
Dora's
paper in the morning,
boyfriend
gotta make sure you don't walk into a gator,
is.
you gotta dodge them on your way to school. And I don't even think that's an exaggeration. Like, I've seen
I'm
videos,
sure it's
they just
not.
be chilling.
I'm sure it's not. Man.
Oh, yeah, bro. Some Florida guy threw an alligator through the. I think it was the window of a Wendy's. Something. It was someplace. Just threw an alligator through the window. Through the
Bro, I
driving
went to my
window. Like,
team.
ah.
What?
When they gave him five chicken nuggets instead of six, he was like, "Nah,
For
bro,
real.
stay right here. I got some
Imagine they
for you."
forget. Imagine you snarky about someone, like you forgot their sauce. You don't care. You having a bad day. Next thing you know, you got a whole crocodile in your fucking face.
Yeah.
That bitch start flailing. You go
Like,
in the back, just grab a patty for real and dip.
hey, of course. Attention all customers,
Alligator.
fried alligator is now on the menu.
Hey, yep, and
You
that's
know,
the
they would do
podcast.
something like that. They would do something like
She
that.
said, and that's the podcast.
That's the podcast. Yep, go
Yeah.
get
It
it.
gotta be deep fried too. Deep
Yeah.
fried crocodile.
Y'all, y'all, y'all eating gators?
Yeah, man.
All the gators, bro.
You know, honestly, if it tastes like chicken, I wouldn't be opposed. I wouldn't be disappointed.
You know, iguana also tastes like chicken, though.
How do
How do
you
you
know
know this?
that? How do you know
Listen,
this?
yo, I was in Costa Rica, right? And
Oh,
What did
man.
you
it was we
What
it was
did you do?
We were 3 days
He
in.
got possessed
We were three
by
days in, and we
He
were
went
on
and
like a
got
little
lost
like
at the
we went
same
we were
point,
on a
too.
river in a boat, and a guy and then tour guide was saying like, I was like over to left, you'll see like a whole family of iguanas, and like here in Costa Rica they call the iguanas the red like the river's chicken or something like that. She's so like, chances are if you had chicken while you were over here, you probably ate iguana. We was just like, and
Why
you
would
like
you?
well, with 3 days in, and you just
Like,
now telling us this? I was just eating reptile meat for
it's company secret. You can't give that away.
Reptile meat for
eating reptile meat for 3 days, bro.
I've heard from other people that I'm not gonna say it tastes like chicken, but like apparently in Ecuador they'd be the guinea pigs
They be
they
hunting.
ain't too no different from regular pigs over here, if you know what I'm saying. So like,
Yo, they be frying.
ooh.
They be just like they be put spit rolls during them. Just put them on a stick, turn them over the fire real quick. Food.
Hey, yo, what you feel like eating today, Al? Yo, let's hit up that guinea pig shawarma place.
Guinea pig shawarma. What a guy. But hey, I can't judge what people eat. It's like,
I'm not
who told
gonna
us
judge
chicken
you, but
was
like,
yeah.
good, something good to
I
eat?
keep one as a pet. I couldn't. I don't think I could eat that
Look,
thing,
ain't
you
nobody
know?
told y'all to keep these wild animals as pets, yeah.
True.
You 100% right though.
Technically being vegan is a lot is like a lot more sustainable.
Yeah. Them berries do.
Yeah, vegans aren't cool. Eat meat.
For real.
I just eat what you want. I'm just saying that statistically, a plant-based diet is a lot more sustainable than a omnivorous diet.
Until you're out in the wild.
But if you're a person of flavor, you know where the good stuff is at. So
of culture for a thing.
Yeah.
I like eating tofu.
Speaking of which, I need to try that Impossible Whopper because they're saying it tastes exactly like the same.
Impossible Whopper.
And I need to eat it.
Yeah, I gotta try it. Do not get the Impossible Burger from White Castle. It tastes like.
Don't eat White Castle.
Don't eat there. First of all, don't eat White Castle at all. But we tried it one day. It was not good.
Tell me why their sliders are not for lactose. Y'all
Bro,
can search up
dude, dude, like, their burgers.
I don't want to talk about it.
Dude, you don't understand. Their burger is mostly onion. It's like
it just goes.
Bro,
it's not a jog. It just goes. It doesn't stop.
Like
you don't digesting, you don't eat it. It just runs through your stomach. I don't know how it's possible. I don't understand.
Like I don't even know. Like they have like holes in their burger, like Swiss cheese, and they cook them on top of onions and they smash them into the onion so all the onion juice can get into the burger, and then they put it on the bun. It's like their burgers are made out of like I'm pretty sure it's like 70% onion.
Cheese being amalgamated into the patty. It's like it grew off the burger or something. I don't go to White Castle. The shakes are pretty good, but just don't go.
Just don't go, bro. They need to go out of business. Touch me like that. Yeah.
You said what, Dan?
I said screw on. I got the cheese touch for me in that.
Where's?
Yeah.
We need
to
do
we've successfully said our stuff. And all that.
Yes.
Moral of the story: don't go to White Castle. So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
the most important part.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So, yeah. Thanks.
And make sure your food don't got that red in it, bro.
Worried. That's 10% red. Only eat 5% or less.
Yeah. Next time you eat a bag of chips or something, tell me how that natural dextrin tastes, bro. Like, I'm gonna need to know.
Delicious. Honestly, the description said that it had like a mildly sweet to no flavor. To be honest, so why is it in there? Is my question.
Why is it in there for real?
They're trying to force feed you chemicals.
It's actually nanobots, and they're building each other together to kill you.
Just like the virus, which we'll probably be talking about in the next episode.
I'm convinced that they just be bored and be like, hey, what if we put this in the chips? It's like. Like the more beakers, just be like, put a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can go like this. You
bro,
can go
all
like
your
that.
Chips got crack smoke in it, bro. I'm telling you. That's why you keep getting it, bro. Them talkies you eating, bro, it got crack smoke in it. I'm telling you.
All I'm saying is there's a reason why it was called Coca-Cola. that's all I'm saying. There's a reason why.
Call it Pepsi.
For real.
What are you trying to say?
Because Pep, like, it makes you hyper because of the cocaine that they put inside the Pepsi
the
Cola.
The straight cocaine, right?
Yeah, it's a can of cocaine. They don't call it a crack cocaine for nothing because you crack open a can.
I don't like energy drinks because I generally don't like energy drinks because I don't know what I'm drinking. Okay. Here, have a monster. Listen, what is it? Drink it.
All I'm saying is an energy drink right before a workout hit different.
Never had an energy drink.
Energy drink is like, I don't. It just tastes like, it tastes like if they took like oranges, if you get like a citrus flavored energy drink, which most of them are, just take like any type of citrus fruit, and multiplied it, added some carbonation and added chemicals. It's very weird. It definitely does not taste like it's good for you. But it does the job.
Yeah, one more thing before I go, right? What is it? I back when the TLC was still a thing, like on the channel on TV, right? I used to I used to work on with my sister on this show which covered like, little beauty pageants and stuff for like kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these kids were
being work like adults and all that, you know, have to stay up the whole day getting ready, this and that, spending more than your females ever did on your nails, your hair. I don't know what kind of culture this was, but it was terrifying, right? So, like, you know what they did for these kids, right? They made them a little energy drink to keep them up, right? You know what they did? What they do? Get a little bit of Red Bull, right? Get some Pixie Sticks, right?
Oh,
pour like three of them bitches in, mix it up, you know, drink it, like keep them wide awake for like 10 hours. I'm just saying, like, are they mixing crack? Like,
they got Pixie Stick Jello shots.
Their body, bro.
They got Pixie Stick Jello shots.
They got that walkie slut.
No, not a slut. They was mixing crack, like.
Back in the lab.
I never thought about it when I was a kid, but I was just like, why would you ever give a child this much sugar?
Oh.
There's no need for this to be in their body.
Also, I found out that Kellogg's used to make something called Pep. It's a cereal that was, it was a caffeine infused cereal.
That just sounds like a drug.
Yeah, yo, I'm about to go to the store and buy some Pep.
Pep, you know what I'm saying?
Put a little Pep in your stuff, man. That's all you got, bro. You only got Pep. Yeah, bro, I got Pep.
Got that new strain of Pep. Okay, that just sounds like a drug.
Yeah, I got that new Pep, bro. I got this that mountain lion right here, bro.
Man, I got that Cloud 10 Pep,
you know what I'm
saying?
But yeah, that's
got that 101 Dalmatian right there.
The 101 Dalmatian.
that's the conclusion to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Scooby Doo strain on.
Bro, I got that Old Town Road on me, bro. I got that WAP, bro. That's lot. What are you so?
Yo.
Yeah, if you
got the Rockstar.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure you share with your friends and family.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah,
for real.
Man, take the Pep out of your step, please.
Please.
don't do crack. It's not. Why would you ever want to do it? You can live without it. I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, Johnny. What are you doing?
Oh,
injecting heroin into your veins. That's not cool.
Vesticular.
But yeah, make sure you listen to the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts at. Share with your friends and family. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. There'll be more podcasts coming in the future. New ideas are coming in. If you have any ideas for us, make sure you leave it in the YouTube comment section. Make sure you ring that bell, you know, as all the other YouTubers say. And yeah.
Link in bio or whatever people you say.
Yeah. I should probably start putting out like our Instagram links in the bio, to be honest.
Do that.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
You should really do that. Yeah, thank y'all. If you made it this far, you know. If you didn't, you're lame. You missed the drug stuff and that was funny. Yes. So you're lost.
I'm just putting in the description, like, we talk about drugs at the end of this podcast.
Yeah, that'll definitely.
It's gonna be censorship, chips and crack. We're gonna call it that.
You know what?
I'm too nice.
Crack smoke 'em up.
That's a good title. But yeah, see you guys in the next episode.
Bye bye.